You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The wholesale price index inflation touched a 30-year high of 15.88% in May 2022. It came down to 15.18% in June 2022. However, there is no plan under consideration to increase the rate of DNS allowance and DNS relief for central government employees and pensioners, respectively, in view of the rise in WPI. Responding to a query in the Rajya Sabha on whether the government would consider increased WPI to approve DADR at higher rates, Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary said in a written reply that there was no such proposal under consideration, as the calculation of DADR is based on All India Consumer Price Index for industrial workers released by Labour Bureau. WPI represents the wholesale prices of a basket of goods. It is used by several countries to measure inflation. Meanwhile, the Union government has denied the claim that there will be no 8th Central Pay Commission to revise salaries, allowances and pensions of central government employees and pensioners. Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary said in a written reply to a query that there is no such proposal under consideration. Chaudhary was responding to the question on whether it is a fact that government is considering not to constitute 8th Central Pay Commission to revise salaries, allowances and pension of central government employees and pensioners. However, as per the 7th Pay Commission's recommendation, it may not be necessary to constitute another pay commission to review the salaries, allowances and pensions given to central government employees and pensioners. Moving on, Paytm is expected to report that its revenue doubled year-on-year in the April-June quarter when the fintech behemoth reports its fiscal first quarter results later this week. Paytm is among the unicorns that recently entered the Dal Street and are yet to turn profitable. However, with the earnings expected to remain strong, analysts believe Paytm remains on its path to profitability and could achieve EBITDA profitability by end of FY24. Paytm stock price has been a major talk point on the Lal Street since its listing. Paytm shares are down 60% from the IPO price to now trade at ₹756 apiece. Now some tax-related news. With an amendment in the Finance Act 2021, interest earned on a provident fund balance has come under the ambit of tax. This has been effective from April 1, 2022. Before the amendment, the interest earned on a PF balance was fully exempt from tax under Section 10 of the Income Tax Act 1961. As per the amendment, two threshold limits of the exemption have been introduced, Rs. 5 lakh for government employees and Rs. 2.5 lakh in the case of other employees. The interest on the excess contribution will fall under the tax ambit and not the contribution itself. The balance in the EPF account as on March 31, 2021 will be part of the non-taxable account. Interest on the non-taxable account will remain tax-free like before. Tax will be deducted at source on such interest under Section 194A of the Income Tax Act 1961. As per this section, the payer of the income is liable to deduct TDS. Therefore, the Provident Fund Office or the EPF Trust will deduct the TDS. In a separate development, Rakesh Jhunjhunwala-owned Federal Bank stock could be gearing up for a 13% rally in just 3 months, analysts at ICICI Direct said in a report. The brokerage firm has picked the banking sector stocks as their quain pick, backed by derivative and quantitative data. Federal Bank's share price is up 26% so far this year to now trade at Rs. 110 per share, outperforming the benchmark indices. Analysts expect the stock to surge to a target of Rs. 124 per share. The stock is part of Big Bull Rakesh Jhunjhunwala's portfolio, owning 7.57 crore equity shares of Federal Bank along with his wife Rekha Jhunjhunwala. ICICI Direct noted that banking and financial stocks are witnessing a strong recovery and were the major drivers in the recent up move seen in the Nifty. Although consolidation could be on the cards for Nifty, but sectoral heavyweights, select private banks, especially Federal Bank, is likely to do well according to ICICI Direct. Lastly, the Lal Street benchmark indices witnessed a volatile trading session that saw bulls and bears engage in a tug-of-war for most of the day. S&P BSE Sensex added 214 points, or 0.37%, to settle at 58,350, while the NSE Nifty 50 index gained 42 points to end at 17,388. Tech Mahindra was the top gainer, up 2.28%, followed by Infosys and TCS. Maruti Suzuki India was the top laggard, accompanied by Sun Pharma, both down more than 2%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.